You're listening to the Tranquility Tribe podcast, an empowering space for all parents from conception to childhood. In this podcast, you will explore your birth options, hear from experts in the field, learn to embrace self-indulgence, and prepare yourself for parenthood with Hebe. She's a coffee connoisseur, lover of deep belly laughs, a big-time tailgater, and your neighborhood birth junkie. From Mississippi to Massachusetts and everywhere in between, here's your host, Hehe.
Hello, villagers. Oh my goodness, happy Friday. We made it to the end of another week. Last week, I shared that I had so many wins the week before that, and this week is the same. I've had so many wins this week. What are your wins? Reach out, tell me, send me an email, post on my Instagram, right on my Facebook. I am super excited to celebrate your wins with you, because you all celebrate my wins with me. So thank you so, so much. Happy, happy Friday. Also, thank you for choosing to spend time with me. I know there are a million and a half other things that you could be doing right now in this moment. Maybe you're multitasking, but I'm definitely taking space up in your life, in your day, in your calendar, and I appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. You are listening to another episode of the Tranquility Tribe podcast, another Free Talk Friday, episode number, drumroll please, 50. Oh my gosh, can you believe that? That's insane. There are 50 episodes of the Tranquility Tribe podcast. Thank you so much for supporting me in this. That is beyond my wildest dreams. I appreciate it so, so much. This is episode number 50, and it is all about you. So I thought about something that I get asked all the time that people don't really know where to get the good answers from. And it came down to apps on your iPhone. That's right. It came down to those tiny little squares that jiggle around when you accidentally hold your phone open-faced in your palm of your hand. And the little squares that also give us connections to worldwide things. I'm connected all over the world, and I'm sure that you are too. So these little apps can really change parenting, and I get asked all the time about them. So I put together my list of 10. I didn't actually mean for it to be 10. I had originally started with 5, and then I needed 7, and then I needed 8, and then I was like, but these are helpful too. So there you go. I have 10 apps that I love, that I recommend often, but never all 10 to one person. I hope that makes sense to you. I hope that you also get something out of this and that you find an app in this list that can help create a little balance or give you that system or that tracking that you have been looking for or whatever outlet that you're looking for. I hope it's on the list. So let's dive in. I guess there's nothing more to say. Cool. Number one. So I recommend this one the most. So when I put together this list, number one, this came to mind. This is the one that I recommend to almost every single parent. Baby Connect. So it's $5. It is the best $5 that you will ever spend. It tracks your feeding. So bottles, breastfeeding, solids when you begin to introduce that, meals when you have that, diapers, what type of diapers, how often, irregular ones, medications that you give, sleep, notes. You can message other people. So if you have a nanny or you have someone who comes into your home to keep your child or a regular date night babysitter or maybe your parents or, I don't know, friends, family, anybody. You can add anybody to this account and they can see this. So at any point, no matter who your child is with, you can log in and see kind of what their last little bit has looked like. I love it. I think it's super cool. I use it in my classroom. Parents love it. Everybody I tell loves it. So check it out. It will be the best $5 that you ever spend. I promise. I actually heard about it from Alyssa Blass Campbell, who is the founder of Seed and Sow, and you guys can check her out. She was on the podcast in the very, very early stages talking about sleep. And there is an alternate to this app. It's Glow Baby. So I don't use it. That's because I love Baby Connect so much. But other parents really love it. So the ones that I go to tell about Baby Connect and they already have something, it's generally Glow Baby. People go crazy for it. So there you go. There's your tracking app. Number two, and this is something that I use for babies, of course, but I also use it for me. So this is like a double whammy, white noise. So I use the app Noisebox, and it's free. And I love it because it's so loud. It's always with me. It's portable. It's on my phone. It does require a charger because it really drains your battery, but I can shut off the screen. So I've downloaded some that you can't shut off the screen, so it stays lit all night long. That defeats the purpose. This is supposed to help me get deeper sleep, not keep me awake, you know? So yeah, I use this myself, and then also I introduce parents to the idea of white noise, as every baby should be, and while they order theirs or they wait for theirs to come in the mail, I use the one on my phone. So I mean, honestly, I couldn't live without white noise. I would never get any sleep anywhere, and cool. Yeah, it's free. I see, like, no reason that you shouldn't have this on your phone. Number three. Of course, it's about self-care. It's called Sanity and Self, and it's also free. It is, you know, self-care. It's like structured self-care time. It's aimed at women. So this is a female-based and, like, focused self-care app. It has meditations, short ones, long ones. You know, there's like a whole community on there. You can just get on there and explore. Again, it's free. They even have meditations that are like series and, you know, prompts for you to think about. I was introduced to this by the amazing super mama, Audra Shoup, and she was also on the podcast earlier talking about type 1 diabetes and that and how it impacts just your life in general, but also her pregnancy and parenthood, being able to be responsible for another human. So check that out. There's also another one that I use. So if Sanity and Self is not for you, and I totally get that, I went through literally, it feels like 1 billion apps to find the ones that I use regularly. But I use another one called Stop, Think, Breathe. And I use another one called Shine, and it's Shine exclamation point, but when you search it, you can just put the word Shine. But those three are my go-to. Shine I love because it sends me text messages, so it is intentionally set at a time. I have been able to set it at a time that is kind of low-key, where when it comes through, I won't feel like, oh no, I can't do that right now. I will feel like, okay, I'm at a place that I can stop for 5 minutes and do this. And there are those times in my day I had to be very intentional about it, and I had to like stop and think about what they were. So that might be something that you need to do. Stop and think about, like, there has to be 5 minutes. Like, people don't just go. Like, there has to be actually 5 minutes or even 2 minutes that you can just, like, I don't know, pretend you're in the bathroom. Just take 2 minutes, and you can set that at a time that you have those 2 minutes to set away. You know, and if you're feeling like, wow, I really like don't even have 2 minutes, this is a perfect exercise for you to intentionally carve out 120 seconds of your day when you have 24 hours. Okay? 120 seconds. Do that for yourself, please. Thank you. Number four, Think Dirty. So many people have this. If you don't have it, welcome to the late train, but get it. So I think it's free. I've had it for so long that I couldn't go back and like see what it cost, and I didn't want to like undownload it and stuff. I literally use it all the time. So think about it. I think it's free. It's all about clean living. So you can like scan the barcodes on things that you have and you're wondering, like, is this actually all organic? Is this actually clean? It is like beauty products, but it kind of expands into like household things sometimes. You can search for products. So if you want, so for example, bath salts are something that I use, and I needed to know which ones were safe, and so I scanned the barcodes, and they told me which ones were safe, and they told me alternative to the ones that were not safe. So if I liked, you know, something specific about this particular brand, I could click on it, and there were alternatives to it that were healthier. So scan, search, alternatives. It's all about, I don't know, getting rid of toxins in your home. There's a lot of podcasts about that. But most recently, Bree Pruitt came on the show and talked about getting rid of toxins. And so this is something I'm actively working towards. So that app is called Think Dirty. And I was actually introduced to this app by Krista Sullivan. She is, my goodness, she's my very near and dear doula friend. Oh my gosh, love her so much. But yeah, she introduced me to that app. Number five. I'm not exactly sure how to say this app. I say Kinadu. I'm assuming some of you out there have it. It is very popular, and I learned about this one from other parents. It is a monthly thing, so you have to pay. It's about $9 a month. There are, obviously, you can buy like whole year subscriptions month by month, and it takes the price down. But yeah, $9 a month. This is for babies newborn to 2 years old, and parents. This app gives you developmentally appropriate play activities. That's right. So it is like an app, and you log on, and it shows you things that you should and can be doing with your child right now to support all the things that they need to be knowing and why they need to be knowing it. Isn't that so cool? That is the most relevant app ever. I love it. So I said that $5 was going to be the best $5 you ever spent on Baby Connect. I don't know. This $9 might give it a run for its money. They're like the best match, and they're less than 15 bucks together. Ah, it's hard. That's a hard one. So number six is LactMed, and I also couldn't see how much this one cost either. I also think it was free. So I learned about this when I took the class for infant feeding specialist. And this is something that I also use all the time because it's questions that I get all the time as an IFS. So LactMed, it's LactMed. And you put in the medicine and it tells you the effects and the impacts on breastfeeding or how much is transferred and the side effects, things like that. So not every medicine is on there. Obviously, you should be checking with your healthcare provider on everything. But it's a nice quick reference that's handy on your phone. Like I say, not every medicine is in there, so it's not a surefire. But it's helpful. I use it often, and I tell parents that I support to get it as well. Number seven. This one is an interesting one. I've never downloaded it, but I think awareness is the key for this one. So this is actually not anything I've seen in use, but I just want people to know about it, and I thought this was the most effective way to do that. Number seven is Talkspace. So if you don't know about this, here you go. This is a free-to-start online therapy, so you, no matter what you're struggling with, you can log on there, start a consult for free, or you can get a consult. The entire consult is free. If you feel like you can benefit from it, it is very reasonably priced at $50 a month. That's incredible. So counseling is extremely expensive sometimes, and that I know holds people back. So $50 is very affordable, you know, and again, the consult is free. You get to kind of talk and ask your questions and see about it before you really commit, and I don't think that there's any, I don't think there's any catch to signing up right then and there. I think you can, like, take your console and walk away and then come back when you're ready. But I just thought it was an amazing thing, and I've been telling everybody about it, so I kind of wanted to share it with you guys. It's called Talkspace. Honestly, I'm telling you, if you are feeling any kind of emotion that you're uncomfortable with or that you don't know how to navigate, reach out to them. It's totally free for the first little bit. They'll be able to tell you a better idea of whether they can help you or maybe some other resources. And it could be as simple as you should get into a mother's group that's local to you. You should get on an online forum. You should, I don't know, start meditating if that's your thing. You have alternatives. But Talkspace is a really, really awesome one, and I wanted to share it with you. Number 8, you obviously already have this, but it's the podcast app. Just like the mother's group, the local mother's group, it's really hard to make friends as a parent. People joke, like, what do you say? You say, like, hi, I see that we have the same superhuman powers. We, like, made a baby, right? That's funny, but it's also kind of true. Like, what do you say to meet other people that also have children? So mother's groups are great for that, but sometimes that's intimidating, especially in the beginning, and sometimes it's just really, really hard. Like, it's hard to get out with a baby. It's something that people celebrate being able to do because it's that hard, and, like, you deserve to celebrate. Yes, celebrate that. It is stinking hard to get out of the house with a baby for the first few times, and that is totally normal and expected, but you might feel lonely in this first little bit while you are trying to heal and take it easy. You might not really be leaving your house. So podcasts are great ways to feel connected to humans. It's just this. It's the reason that you tune in here. It's to hear people's voices and to be connected to the outside world but not really have to leave. So it's brought to you. And that is so nice and easy and convenient and also helpful when you are trying to heal for something, and obviously the podcast app is free. Number 9 is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing that I've just learned over the years of supporting parents is that the Audible app is amazing. So it is $15 a month. You have to subscribe to, like, their service, and then you do have to buy books through there, but generally you can find deals that have, like, you know, you pay this much and you get a credit. So for your subscription, you get a credit too. Like, whatever you pay monthly, you also get one book each month. I don't read a book a month, so I have a few that are, like, piled up in there. But for $15, you can, while you're healing, while you're breastfeeding, while you're staring at your baby, while you're, I don't know, up really late at night or doing whatever you are doing postpartum, you can also be listening to those books that you really wanted to read but never got around to it. I love Audible. I think it's amazing. I listen to a lot of books on there. I listen to it while I work. I listen to it while, oh my gosh, I do all sorts of stuff while I'm listening. And I also listen to podcasts. So I listen to them kind of on an equal playing field. It's like, okay, I'm doing something. What do I listen to, a podcast or Audible? They're kind of the same in my book. So just make sure that you're getting something or you're downloading some apps that will make you feel connected and you can, like, hear people's voices, even if they are automated, book reading voices. It will make you feel less lonely. I promise, promise, promise it will. And finally, number 10 is not actually a suggestion for a specific app, but rather something that you need. So you will want something to track all of your pictures. Some people use Dropbox. Some people use Google Photos. Some people use Shutterfly. Some people use Tiny Beans. Some people use, holy smokes, so many things. There are so many things that you can keep your photos on. Don't overload your phone to the point where it crashes and burns and you lose all of your pictures. Go ahead right now while they're tiny and get, or maybe they're not tiny and you need to start it right now. Go ahead and get something on your phone that also is probably on the computer that will house all of your pictures. And, you know, you can do this, like, daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, you know, whatever. Sit down and download all of your pictures, and then on your phone, just keep the ones that you like absolutely freaking love. And in these apps, Shutterfly, Tiny Beans, Dropbox, whatever, Google Photos, you can add people. And so as you add photos of trips you take, activities you do, first things, milestones, you know, whatever it is that you're sharing, the other people will get notifications and they can see it too. So maybe the other parent or your families or your nanny or your friends, or maybe your nanny puts them in there so during the day you get to see your child. There's so many things you can do with this, but number 10 is just an overall suggestion about an app that you need, but I'm going to let you do your own research because people love these apps for different reasons. And honestly, I don't feel strongly about any of them. I don't love any of them. And none of them are absolutely the worst, but none of them are like really awesome. So do what you will. There are different ones and they suit different people and different families and situations and who you need on there and who you want to be able to see it and comment and share and do whatever, how you want people to receive it. There's so many options. So go on there. Pick something to put your pictures on and do it preemptively so you don't lose all your pictures. I've seen it happen so many times and it's really sad. People get really devastated and you rely on other people's photos and they're just never as good. They just never are. So before your phone crashes, before you know, you lose your photos or something happens. Maybe they're a toddler and they accidentally delete your photos. You never know. Get it online. Get it on the cloud. So, to review. Number one is the Baby Connect app. That is your tracker for everything. It's $5. I love it. I honestly won't live without it. They will have to remove the app to get it from my grip. Number two is a white noise app. I use Noisebox. I love it. It's free. It goes everywhere with me. I use it all the time. Number three, Sanity and Self. It's also free. It is a female-focused self-care app. It has meditations, short and sweet ones. It has a community. It has series meditations. It has all sorts of things. Number four, Think Dirty. I think it's free. I've had it for so long, I can't exactly tell, but this is an app that you can scan, search, and find alternatives to beauty and health products, but also a few common household things. Number five, Kennedo. Not sure I'm saying that right, but it's $9 a month, and it is for anyone who has a child 2 years old and younger. So it's developmentally appropriate play activities delivered right to your phone through an app, things that you should be doing to support your child and why. Number six is LACMED. This is something that I learned when I was in class for infant feeding specialist, and I use it all the time. I also tell so many of my parents about it. So LACMED. Number seven, Talkspace. It's free to start. It's only $50 after that. This is online therapy in your phone. They will text with you. They will video chat with you. They come to you. They're there when you need them. If you feel like you're struggling, I really encourage you to reach out. Number eight, podcast app. You already have it. You're here. Just battle your loneliness. Don't feel like you are alone. Remember, you are not alone. You might be suffering in silence. You might be coping in silence, but you're not alone. If you can find the courage to speak up, all you have to do is send me an email, send me a DM, a PM, a private thing on Facebook. Anyway, reach out. I can connect you to the community. You're not alone. I promise you're not alone. Your podcast, download inspiring ones. Download ones that are like real life moms. Download ones about other people's birth stories. I want you to hear that you're not alone, and this is a really awesome way to do it. Number nine, Audible. This is an awesome way to do this too. Audible is a book reading app. So it's an online book on tape right on your phone, so you can plug in your headphones and listen to a book on tape be read to you. It's really amazing. I love Audible. It's $15 a month. This is a great way to also not feel lonely, but read all those books that you meant to read while you were pregnant, or maybe you meant to read, I don't know, for the last 3 years. I have a list that long. So Audible, the podcast, get other people's voices in your life. Bring them into your home through podcast and Audible. I love it. Finally, number 10, it's not really an app. It's just a suggestion on an app that you need. Get something to dump your photos in. This can be Google Photos, Tiny Beans, Shutterfly, Dropbox. Literally, there are so many out there. You can just Google it. They all have different features. They all have different ways of delivery. They all have different rules and things that you can and can't do and things that allow and customization. And there's so many things that are different about all of them. I don't love any of them, and none of them are the absolute worst. So pick whichever one works for you and your family and whoever else you want on the apps. But that's my list. I give these out all the time, really. Parents are always asking for apps that can make this easier or that easier, or help them do this. And these are the ones that I give out the most regularly. So I hope you enjoyed the list. I hope as I was going through this, you were like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I need in my life. So there you go. If you need an app, or you have a wonder about, like, I wonder if there's an app about this, or if it can make this easier for me, or do other people struggle with this, send me an email, PM me, DM me, ask me. I don't know. If I don't know, I'm happy to look it up for you, but I might know of an app that could help you. It's always worth an ask. Ah, I love this episode. I hope this was helpful for you. Happy, happy, happy Friday, you guys. Oh my goodness. Go out into the weekend and relax. Remember yourself. Tell yourself that you are a kick-ass parent. You are crushing life. I love it. I see you. I see your effort. Oh my gosh. And I can see so much of your gains and your wins. I hope that you can see them too. Happy Friday, guys. As always, villagers, find your tribe and love them hard. Did you know that you can join our online tribes? Our private Facebook group can be found by searching the Tranquility Tribe podcast on Facebook. And our Instagram tribe is Tranquility by Hehe. If you have a story you want to share with us, please reach out to us at tranquilitybyhehe@gmail.com. Until next time, villagers.